Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things now. I'm here on the Monday of this week at the Planetarium, where there's just been a live streaming of what's called a first look at the images coming out of a massive new, very important telescope, which is just coming on stream, called the Vera C. Rubin Telescope. And we have talked about it before on this radio show before, but not for a while, because we've been waiting for the commissioning to happen and for it to get working. So it's very exciting that now this massive telescope is getting going, but it has strong South African links. And here to tell us about that is Dr. Michelle Lochner, who is a lecturer at the University of the Western Cape and heavily involved and have been for a long time in this telescope. So good afternoon, Michelle.
Hi, Ketchel. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and tell us, what is the South African involvement with this massive telescope? And maybe you could tell listeners a little bit about this. It's an unusual telescope, isn't it?
Yeah, the Vera C. Rubin Observatory is really one of its kind. So this is a huge optical telescope, which is in Chile, and it's got really clever optics. So it's about an 8.4-meter mirror, but it's a very special kind of design. And it's also got the world's biggest digital camera on it. It's a 3.2 gigapixel camera. When you put all this together, it basically makes this, it can make a movie of the sky. It can observe a huge piece of the sky at great depth and very quickly. So it's really an amazing instrument, and it's going to be taking this legacy survey of space and time, which is a 10-year survey to make this movie and do all kinds of science from asteroids to cosmology. Now, this telescope is primarily funded by the USA, and so all the astronomers in the USA and also in Chile are allowed immediate access to the data. But other countries wanted to get involved. So countries can get involved by performing what's called an in-kind contribution. So basically offering something that improves the value of the data from the telescope. So South Africa got involved through leadership from the South African Astronomical Observatory. And so we're offering things like telescope time to follow up interesting objects. And we're offering some meerkat data and images, and I've been leading some software contributions. So basically, we enhance this incredible telescope and enhance the science done with it. In return, 10 South African principal investigators, of which I am one, and their junior associates, so their students and postdocs, will be allowed access to this incredible data as soon as it comes off the telescope. So that means we can do amazing science combining optical data from the Rubin Observatory and radio data from the telescopes like Meerkat and eventually the SKA.
So basically, because we have SALT and all the other telescopes up in Sutherland, we have the South African Astronomical Observatory, and because we have Meerkat and soon to be SKA, then we've got a sort of bargain power there to get privileged access to the data coming out of this extraordinary new telescope, the Vera C. Rubin. That's amazing. Here at this event here at the Planetarium, there were a lot of students, and somebody made the remark that they were quite jealous of these young students. You're still pretty young, Michelle. and you know, over the next 10 years, you're going to be able to see some amazing things coming out of that data, aren't you?
Yeah, I have to say, tonight was an incredible experience for me. I mean, I've been part of this project for over a decade since I did my postdoc in London. I've been part of this huge collaboration, the Dark Energy Science Collaboration. And so to actually finally see these images was an amazing experience for me. It was also slightly terrifying, you know, in a single shot from the camera, there are 10 million galaxies. So there's a lot to discover. And I mean, I've spoken to you before about using artificial intelligence to make new discoveries. And that's what I'm really excited to do with this data. I can't wait to see what it is that we're going to find.
Well, congratulations to you and for all the hard work that you've done. And we look forward to seeing what comes out of this Vera C. Rubin telescope. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Ketchel. Thank you to all of your listeners. I just can't wait to see what happens.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.